2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What I'm about to tell you is a true story. What I'm about to tell you is not a joke. What I'm about to tell you isn't a conspiracy theory. What I'm about to tell you is not fake news. It's real. It's happening. And it's not happening in Cuba. It's not happening in Venezuela. It's not happening in Russia. It's not happening in communist China or North Korea. It's happening right now in the United States of America. We are now being told for facts. This is not conspiracy. This isn't trying to connect dots that don't exist. This is real. That the Democratic National Committee and the Biden White House and his allies now want your phone, your private text messages, to be read and to be vetted for anything that you text that could be considered, quote, anti-vax. This is not a joke. This is happening in the United States of America. President Joe Biden's administration is pushing back harder against critics of its messaging. And now the Democratic National Committee, which he's the leader of the party of, and other White House allies are now asking wireless carriers, that would be your phone that you have right now, more than likely the carrier that you're on, to scrutinize phone and social media messages for alleged misinformation about the Biden administration's push to vaccinate more Americans against the coronavirus. According to this report from Politico, the White House is now pushing back harder against critics of its messaging after failing to reach the goal of having 70% of American adults receive at least one vaccine dose by July 4th. Now, part of this effort, Politico is now reporting, is, quote, planning to engage fact checkers more aggressively and work with SMS, that's text messages, short message service. If you send a text message, that's what you're doing on your phone. And the carriers to dispel misinformation about vaccines. One SMS message cited by the outlet was actually sent by Turning Point USA co-founder Charlie Kirk. It read, Biden is sending goons door to door to make you take a COVID-19 vaccine. Sign the petition to no medical raids in America. They say that message should not have been allowed to be sent, and they want to silence anyone that sends that type of message and or any information that is considered by them to be anti-vax. Quote, we are steadfastly committed to keeping politics out of the effort to get every American vaccinated so that we can save lives and help our economy further recover, is what the White House spokesman told Politico. When we see deliberate efforts to spread misinformation, we view that as an impediment to the country's public health, and we will not shy away from calling that out. Now, the latest flashpoint in the messaging battle is President Joe Biden's announcement last week that, quote, we need to go community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors to get people to get vaccinated, to get help to the people that they need to understand they need to have protection from the virus. Republican lawmakers have expressed outrage over the idea that the government would send people to your door to knock on your door. So insert South Carolina governor, Henry McMaster. He actually told state health officials to prohibit unsolicited door-to-door vaccination efforts, arguing it would further deteriorate the public's trust and could lead to potential disastrous public safety consequences. He's right. Well, the White House press secretary didn't like this. The Biden administration didn't like this. How dare a governor say no to this? So now they're accusing that governor of trying to kill Americans. Yes, that's right. If you stop people from going door to door, the White House press secretary now is saying this is literally going to have people die. People are going to be killed because of this effort, which, of course, is un-American.
Sure. Well, let me first say that the failure to provide accurate public health information, including the efficacy of vaccines and the accessibility of them to people across the country, including South Carolina, is literally killing people. So maybe they should consider that.
But is literally killing people. So now they've indicted the governor of South Carolina saying that he is literally killing people. I'm going to play it for you again because she's not mincing words, so we should all take her literally and seriously.
Across the country, including South Carolina, is literally killing people. So
there it is, literally killing people. So they should take that in consideration. Now, there's a coordinated effort right now to try to force you into getting that vaccine. Dr. Fauci has now come out saying that he is in favor of forced vaccinations, mandated vaccinations at the local and state level. CNN pushing this agenda as well, saying on CNN Aaron Burnett's show out front that they believe it's time for mandating vaccines in this country.
I do think it's time to start mandating vaccines. And I think that private industry and private organizations will do that. You know, at GW University, where I work, starting this fall, you can't be on campus unless you're fully vaccinated. Look, I think that we're in the part of the pandemic now where the problem in this country is that 150 million Americans are not vaccinated. Now, half of that number is less than 18 years of age. But let's look at the adults. 75 million adults have chosen not to get vaccinated. And that choice has consequences. Now, we can't force you to take a jab in the arm, but there are many jobs, perhaps, that can prevent you from working if you decide not to get vaccinated. So I think we need to be more proactive, and I think we will see industry take the lead in this.
Industry take the lead in this. In other words, hey, private sector, hey, private schools, hey, public schools, hey, where people work, you need to do this so the government isn't forced to do it. Now, that's not the only one saying this type of crazy crap. The woman who used to lead Planned Parenthood, you know, she's involved in killing more children than any other person in America, Dr. Leanna Nguyen, is now saying that she believes the Biden administration should say to unvaccinated Americans, we're going to make life tough for you on purpose, where you won't be able to function society without getting vaccinated.
Vaccination, the easy choice. It needs to be hard for people to remain unvaccinated. Right now, it's kind of the opposite. It's fine. I mean, it's easy if you're unvaccinated. You can do everything you want to do anyway. But at some point, these mandates by workplaces, by schools, I think it will be important to say, hey, you can opt out. But if you want to opt out, you have to sign these forms. You have to get twice weekly testing. Basically, we need to make getting vaccinated the easy choice. That is what it's going to take for us to actually end the pandemic.
There it is. So you have no choice. There's only one choice, and that's the choice that you have to get vaccinated or we're going to harass you. You're going to lose your ability to function in society. We're going to make it hard on you. Not only that, we'll start reading your text messages. We're going to start reading your text messages. Potentially a death sentence. White House goes off on vaccine fearmongers. The administration has shifted to dispel fearmongering over its door-to-door efforts. The Biden administration is casting conservative opponents of its COVID-19 vaccine campaign, quote, as dangerous and extreme, adopting a more aggressive political posture and attempt to maneuver through the public health conundrum. By the way, do you think doing this is going to make people run out and get the vaccine? Or do you think people are probably just going to dig in a lot harder than they were before? I'm going to go with probably they're going to dig in a lot harder than they were before. I don't believe for a moment here that you doing this, while there are problems out there, for example, Johnson & Johnson, the FDA has a new warning over the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Kind of an important point, right? People are trying to figure out what to get. And there's also something else that's happening in the world. The EU now is not allowing all COVID vaccines into their country, and they're saying they're not all equal. So maybe if you're taking your time trying to see how this plays out, because you don't want to get the wrong vaccine, does that mean you're un-American? Does that mean you hate people? Does that mean you're trying to kill grandma? Does that mean you're trying to kill people? As the White House has now said, right, this is a death wish. You're literally trying to kill people. The governor in South Carolina. How dare you do that? I mean, this is open season. And the media, by the way, is all in on this. CBS's Gail King actually told Dr. Fauci today she's banning unvaccinated family members from Thanksgiving. That's how strongly I'm taking what you're saying, she said on CBS this morning. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Daily coronavirus cases are rising again across most of this country. Over the past week, new cases are up by 66%. Think about that number for just a second. And infection rates, they're rising in more than three dozen states. Less than half the country is fully vaccinated, and the highly infectious Delta strain now makes up more than 50% of new cases. Health officials say the speed of the variant spread is, in their words, worrisome. President Biden's chief medical advisor, we know him, that's Dr. Anthony Fauci, joins us now to discuss. Dr. Fauci, it's always good to see you. Even under these circumstances, let's start with that Delta variant. What concerns you most about it, and why is this so dangerous?
Well, the concern is, first of all, the virus itself can transmit much more readily from person to person. We know that from experience in our own country as well as in several other countries. So you're dealing with a real bad actor virus. The issue is, given the number of people in the country who are not vaccinated, that really is the concern, because the vaccines that we have available that we are administering throughout the country do very well against the Delta variant, particularly protecting against severe disease leading to hospitalization. We're concerned about those regions of the country, those states, those areas, those cities in which the level of vaccination is really quite low, hovering around 30% or so. You've got to do much better than that, or you're going to start seeing what you showed on the screen just a few moments ago, namely a considerable increase in the number of cases that are going to be localized to those areas with low vaccination rates.
So there you go. There's your fear mongering, right? This is how strongly you need to be afraid of what's happening right now. We are going to fearmonger the crap out of you. Now listen to, again, no pushback from CBS News asking any questions. Nothing about, hey, there are a lot of people that have concerns about taking vaccines after they find out other reports that are coming out. For example, the FDA has issued a warning over the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, right? That you might want to ask that question. In fact, while Fauci's over there pushing this propaganda, the Today Show is telling you about the new warning from the FDA over the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
The FDA warning is another setback for Johnson & Johnson, but doctors insist the vaccine benefits of the single shot still strongly outweigh the rare risk. Among the nearly 13 million Americans who've received the J&J vaccine, the FDA says 95 people were hospitalized with Guillain-Barré syndrome, a rare neurological disorder with one reported death. 62-year-old Tom Gorman was training to hike the Appalachian Trail when symptoms set in.
I went to being physically fit to being in a wheelchair.
Being in a wheelchair, yeah, that might make people pause for a second, right? I went from being physically fit to being in a wheelchair. Don't worry. If you start sharing that type of information, we're just going to go back to apparently reading your text messages. Back to that story. So you have now a White House that wants text messages, SMS messages, to actually silence people who have a different perspective, a different point of view. The White House has sought to emphasize that those involved in the outreach efforts coming door to door to your house are, quote, not federal employees. They want to distinguish that. They say they're grassroots volunteers, saying, quote, this is a member of the clergy. These are volunteers who believe that people across the country, especially in low vaccinated areas, should have accurate information. So what is the definition of accurate information? Is it only government information? Are the people coming to your door going to give you the information about the new warning from the FDA? I'm just curious. Should have information about where they can get vaccinated, where they can save their own lives, they went on to say, and their neighbors' lives and their family members' lives. Dr. Fauci carried the message onto the Sunday, took a swipe at what he described as ideological rigidity of anti-vaxxers. Yes, because that's going to make them listen to you more. Fauci on State of the Union on CNN said, quote, there's no reason not to get vaccinated. Well, that's not totally true. Look at what we just got a warning from the FDA on the J&J vaccine. And should I get vaccinated if I've already had COVID-19? Let's talk about that. But let's get back to the propaganda of the White House. Quote, why are we having red states in place in the South that are very highly ideological in one way, not wanting to get vaccination? Quote, vaccinations have nothing to do with politics. It's public health issues. Okay, if that's true, then why are you reading my text messages and trying to stop what I'm saying? It doesn't matter who you are, he went on to say. The virus doesn't know whether you're a Democrat or Republican or an independent. For sure, we know that. And yet there is that divide of people wanting to get vaccinated and not wanting to get vaccinated, which is really unfortunate because it's losing lives. Okay, so to be clear, we're not going to make this political while making it political. That's what you're telling me. We're not going to make this political while making it totally and completely political. You're going to attack people who refuse to do what you tell them to do, and then you want to make it harder on them to live their lives, which is what you've said on TV, and saying it's potentially a death sentence. White House goes off on vaccine fearmongers. It's no longer apparently appropriate to even ask questions, which goes back to something else. Tucker Carlson had this to say about the history of what they're trying to do, denying and silencing people. Your private conversations will be controlled by the Democratic National Convention, or the committee, I should say. Misinformation, very often, by the way, is actually factually true. That's why they're angry. Take a listen to this commentary.
First big clusters of coronavirus cases started to appear in this country. Media executives in Silicon Valley coordinated with officials in Washington to determine how much the public would be allowed to know about the growing epidemic that was killing them. Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook emailed Tony Fauci at NIH to assure him that Facebook users would only see Tony Fauci's approved guidance on COVID-19. Twitter and Google did effectively the same. Twitter and Google eliminated any post that deviated from Washington's official line. In many cases, they censored information from frontline physicians that was both medically sound, it was the science, and potentially life-saving. Posts about treatments, for example, were downplayed. They never apologized for this. They probably never will. Historians will assess it. They will likely record the early days of COVID-19 as a turning point in our society, an unprecedented assault on our most basic civil liberties that somehow very few people seem to notice when it first started happening. The usual stooges and think tank libertarians assured us at the time that none of this was a big deal. Soulless multinational media monopolies censoring essential medical information? No problem. That's how the free market works. Build your own Google if you don't like it. Start your own NIH. And in any case, in private, you can still say what you want. You're still free. It's not like this is North Korea. So calm down, conspiracy nut. You're starting to sound like Alex Jones. Most of us obeyed. We dutifully calmed down and went back to Netflix. We shouldn't have. Today, we learned the Biden administration considers censorship applicable to private speech as well. What you say in private, when you're alone with your phone, you won't be able to say or read what you want because the DNC plans to control, and apparently they have the ability to control, the flow of information that you receive on your phone.
Again, I want you to actually think about this. You know, we went around big tech recently when we knew we were getting kicked off of Facebook. And we started a text messaging service, like a lifeline, where we could connect directly without big tech censoring us through text messages. A lot of other conservatives did exactly the same thing. They started deciding, all right, well, if you're going to censor what we put out there on the internet and you're going to silence us on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and TikTok and everything else, then we will go direct, right? So we actually paid tens of thousands of dollars to set up text messaging, which every time we send you a text message costs us money. It costs us money. So we decided as our lifeline so we could continue to connect with our listeners that we would do this text messaging service. Fast forward to now. And now the government says, no, we're going to read those too. We're going to maybe silence those. And the DNC will control it. The Democratic Party will control it.
Nothing that questions official regime policy will reach you. According to a report in Politico, and believe it or not, we are quoting it here directly, Biden-allied groups, including the Democratic National Committee, are planning to engage fact-checkers more aggressively and work with SMS carriers, text carriers, to dispel misinformation about vaccines that is sent over social media and text message. Now, we're going to say that again because it is a sentence we never thought we would see written in English. The DNC is planning to censor any, quote, misinformation about vaccines that you receive privately over text message. So what does misinformation mean? Here's the thing you should know. Misinformation is not the same as false information, as factually inaccurate information. Misinformation can be factually true. In fact, it very often is factually true, and that's why they're angry about it. Misinformation is instead anything the Biden administration does not want you to know, including, for example, how effective the COVID vaccines actually are and what the potential side effects might be from taking them. So let's say you're interested to find out that information and you looked it up from the Biden administration's own websites. Let's say you start with the VAERS database, which records vaccine harm. You no longer are allowed to text what you find on their databases to other people in this country, the country you were born in. Your private conversations will be controlled by the DNC. Is that the picture of a free country?
No, it's not a picture of a free country, and that's the reason why Tucker Carlson is brilliant in laying this out. It's not a free country if my private text messages that I send to you with information the government doesn't want me to send to you is then censored and or fact-checked by people. This is my private text messages, my private words. This isn't put on a public platform like Facebook or Twitter. This is me sending it to my mom or my dad or my wife or my kids or my aunt or my uncle. This is information maybe I send to a buddy of mine who's a doctor saying, hey, saw this information, want your thoughts on it. If they don't like it, that text message apparently would not be sent. If I wanted to send text messages to the group of you that signed up for text messages from this show, right? 60, 70,000 of you that one weekend signed up so that we could keep in touch. They could then limit that text message from being sent out. So if you think the government can only, or the private sector is the ones that can silence you, right? Silence you on social media. And you think that then that's it. No, they're going to go a step further than that. That's not just it. That's not even close to what they're willing to do to silence you and to force you into submission. This is not freedom, and this is not a free country when this happens. Period. And I say this over and over again. Every time we do this podcast, this is exactly why we do it, so that we can get this information out. So please make sure that you share it, because as the government tries to silence and censor us, it's up to you to make sure that when I give you this information, you guys are the messengers that get it out. So please make sure you share this information. All right, I'll see you back here tomorrow on the Ben Ferguson Podcast. Have a great day. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.